Among the festive and fashionably dressed crowd awaiting entrance to the Fine Line Saturday, there was a sense of seeing and being seen to add to the expectant hype. The front of the line was set apart for big-ticket Democratic donors, while the $100 ahead group gathered behind them. Aklilu Dunlap, a preppily dressed lawyer in his mid-30s, says he came because he appreciates Clinton's regard for African Americans.
It isn't a button that he wears on his chest. It really is a community that he considers a valuable component of this of the world he lives in.
Others in line said they like the president, but some disapproved of his behavior during the impeachment investigation. Across the street, Clinton faced another slate of critics. Protesters held signs decrying military aid to Colombia, Iraqi sanctions, and welfare policy. But before the president's arrival, about 20 Minneapolis police began moving the protesters farther away to cordon off the area, which the crowd resisted.
What we are seeing here is completely wrong. What we want to do here today is speak out against the policies of the United States government.
A scuffle ensued when a young man with a megaphone was seized and handcuffed by police. Then he and his loudspeaker were thrown into a police van and driven off. Police would not say why the man was arrested. As Clinton began his address inside the small nightclub, the tone was happier, if hotter. Fire marshals finally closed the doors to some attendees. The president told the audience the current prosperity and reductions in crime have only upped the ante for this fall's elections.
I'm not running, but I know a little something about this election. It's just as important as the other two were. If somebody asks you why you're here and why you're doing this, you tell them that. This is a big election. Big test of a country, how you deal with all these good times.
And he touted Vice President Al Gore as the candidate to keep those good times rolling.
Now you've got running for president in the Democratic Party the most experienced, effective vice president in history, who cast a tie-breaking vote on the economic plan in 93 that got us to where we are today, who cast a tie-breaking vote the other day to close the gun show loophole and require child trigger locks.
Shortly after the president's speech, Soul Asylum took to the stage. The overjoyed DFL state chair, Mike Erlandson, pronounced the event a success.
Well, I had the opportunity to visit with the president after the event was over, and he turned to me and he said, Mike, this is the best young people event I've been at anywhere in the country, and I'll come back and help you do it again. So, I mean, you couldn't get a higher compliment than that.
Erlandson says more youth-oriented events will be held as the campaign season progresses. Soul Asylum charged a third of their usual fee to perform. The rest of the proceeds go to the Democratic National Committee and the state DFL. I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.